subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final day of November. Garrett, I'm excited because today is also my last day of 75 hard, assuming I get there, because today that we're talking is actually Veterans Day, November 11th. Thank you, veterans, by the way, for your service. We really appreciate you. But it's the last day of November. Garrett, we were talking that November is business planning month, and the majority of the people that we work with are wrapping up their business plans now, putting the final touches on it, getting ready to launch into December and start executing on some things, enjoy some holidays, get in flow, and then get ready for 2021. So we thought it would be helpful to talk to everyone about how you can now use this business plan that you have built, this business plan that you have that is a tool for your success. Hopefully it's something you're excited about, and how you can start to take action on it. And what are the tools that are already in place that will help you use it? So hello, Garrett, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Yeah, I am. Matt, I really hope we're celebrating you crossing the finish line on 75 hard. I like your, kind of predicting success. It's awesome.
I just got to stick with the habits. I just got to do the actions.
You will. So going forward with that, I think that, most of the people that we're working with right now are literally putting a bow on a business plan that they've been working on for a month now. And I think Matt, as you and I were both kind of getting ready for this, today, and kind of talking about like what does that mean at that time of the year. And I think there's a lot of you out there that if you do a business plan, there's a very high percentage that put it into a drawer and be like, all right, business plan is done. 2021 is going to be awesome because I got my business plan done. And a business plan is only good if action is taken on it. I mean, that's it. Otherwise, it's just a whole bunch of writing on paper. I will say the mere fact that you took the energy and the time to even bring it into your consciousness and think about it and analyze it, you'll have some successes with it. But man, is it more powerful when we take action on it. And I see that every day. And Matt, I'm sure you do also when somebody really owns their business plan throughout the year.
Yeah, it's a guideline. Just like we have a 10-step buyer process and a 16-step seller process, those processes are a plan for your clients, which makes them feel comfortable because they can follow it and that can produce predictable results. So your plan is a process of actions that's going to help you create predictable results because presumably, everything you put in your plan are things like, yes, this will work. These are the things that are going to lead to the results that I want to see. And so now we just have to follow it. And I do see a lot of people not follow it to the T, Garrett. And I do want to say that a plan should have some built-in, I don't want to call it flexibility, but it shouldn't be so specific as like on this day and this time, if you don't do this, the plan fails. Like, no. But I've seen people just not even look at it. They get to June and they're thinking, well, I need to look into a new CRM or a new marketing thing. Now, if there's major shifts, okay, we can take a look at that. But most of the time it's like, well, what does your business plan say? Oh, right. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. I think a lot of people look at it, Matt, as like a diet. And like the minute you break the diet, it's like, oh, darn it. Like, all right, starting over from scratch. And the reality is the business plan is not that way. As you said, you need to have some flexibility with it. And you need to realize it's like, okay, well, how can we recover from that? How can we adjust this so that we can continue on to have the most amount of success that we're going to get out of this year that we have in front of us? And I think that's where a lot of people can drop it. It's like all of a sudden they get off on their mailings. They get off on a couple of events that didn't quite happen the way they thought there was going to. And I mean, we saw in 2020, like a lot of people all of a sudden looked at them and like, how do I do these things that I've put on here now? And a lot of people scrapped it instead of looking at like, how can we adjust? How can we make some fine tuning pieces to this so that we can continue forward momentum? And I think you have to look at your business plan in that way. It's a plan. And if you're taking a road trip and all of a sudden you find the main route that you're going to use is closed, you don't go like, whoop, going home.
Trip's canceled.
So much for that, kids. Heading back home now. But Dad, we're only 5 minutes from the house. Yep. Game over. I think that there's that moment of that, like, no, we need to find another route around this. We need to find a new way. And I think this year has been a great year of really getting people to understand that things can change and things are going to be a little bit different. But you need to go into the year with that really solid plan. And the goal is then to have points that you check in with yourself to make sure, are we on route? Are we doing the right thing? Are we on point for where we want to go? And that's the part where a lot of people miss the boat. They don't have enough checkpoints to come in and say, you know, pull the map out and go, are we on track here? That's what I see, Matt.
Yeah. Well, there is a checkpoint that's built in to our routine, which is awesome, that a lot of people overlook. It's already actually on the Monday morning agenda from Ninja Selling and the one that you guys have from Ninja Coaching, for those of you who work with us. There's a checkbox there that says review your business plan every single week.
I'm always amazed how often that box is not checked in people's business plans and worlds. I was like, it's like they just scan over it. Like they just go right through it. They do affirmations, gratitudes. They talk about their goals. Yeah, I got weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals. And they leave that one blank. Or I'll have people that go like, I've been lying to you. I just check the boxes. I'm just like, yeah, I do all this stuff. But they're like, I really have not taken my business plan out of its folder and looked at it and gone through it and checked on to see where I'm at. But you're right, Matt. There is a built-in moment in everybody's week, if you're following the Ninja plan, if you're following your weekly routine, that if you're being honest with yourself, you want to check that box, you should pull your business plan out. Take a look at it. See where you're at.
Yeah. And most people don't check that box because they say, well, I already know what it is. I already know my plan. And, you know, I already look at certain things, you know, that, and it's like, well, do you? Do you really? Because a lot of times we go look at it like, oh, that's right. You know, maybe for the first month, it's all fresh in your head. It's like, well, I know what my goals are. Goals are one thing. That's one component of the plan. The execution side, that's what we want to really be looking at, is what actions did we say that we're going to commit to, that we're going to build into our habits, that we're going to work on Q1, Q2. Those are the things that we really want to be looking at, because that's the guide. Because the business plan isn't there to be an inspirational document for you, or an inspirational, however you like to look at it, right?
Sorry.
Whether you have it in spreadsheets or words. But no, it is laughable, because it's like, it's not there to just be like, yay.
You read it, you pump your fist, you're like, let's go get them.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go. It's there to tell you what to do. Here's how we're going to take action. And you had said, Garrett, before we hit record, is a business plan does nothing for you without action. It's there to guide you in that process.
Yeah, I keep going back to road trips in my head, and I think it's funny because every single time I do business planning, my mind says is that here I am in San Francisco, I want to get to New York. Like that's when I look at a business plan, is you build it around that type of same way as you plan a trip. You know, if anybody's taking a trip to the Bahamas, you have an idea of what you want that trip to look like. You have, and then you put together all the pieces of the things that you want to do on that trip. And along the way, and like on the way, we're going to stop in Florida. And why don't we see this? And we'll see that. And we'll go do this while we're there. And then we'll continue on the journey to the final destination, which is getting to the Bahamas. I look at a business plan exactly the same way, is that this is the journey that we're going to go on this final destination that we have 12 months out from now. And it's going to be a year-long trip. There's going to be some adjustments along the way. You might miss flights. You might all of a sudden not get that rental car that you wanted. There's all kinds of adjustments we're going to make as we go along that trip with the final destination in mind. I think it's interesting because we've all been on a road trip where you're cruising along at 80 miles an hour or 55, depending on what your state regulations are. And as you're cruising along, all of a sudden you're like, hey, has anybody checked and put the destination in the phone? And all of a sudden you go and you plug in your destination. And they're like, oh yeah, we should have turned off the freeway 5 miles back. And I think that's when you're checking in with your plan a lot, you don't have that moment that's like, oh my gosh, we missed the turnoff. Oh my gosh, like we are so far out of whack here. We are in some place that I never intended us to be in. And now we're not going to make it to our hotel tonight that we have reservations at because we're so far off track. It allows you to make incremental changes and incremental adjustments as you're going through that plan, as you're going through the year, instead of these massive corrections that you can't recover from. And that's where a lot of people find themselves. They get so far off course that they're not even on the trip anymore. you know, they're heading to the Bahamas from San Francisco. Their job is to get to the Bahamas, but they're sitting here up in Alaska going, how in the world did we get in Alaska? Like, I can't recover from this. There's no way we're going to make it to the Bahamas because the only, you know, vehicle I have is my bicycle. We are way off course.
That's a pretty crazy way to get off course, bicycle in Alaska. But
it can happen, man. It can totally happen. The point is, hopefully my point wasn't lost in my crazy story I just got into.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. The point, I mean, it's because you're 100% correct that people don't pull out the business plan. They don't look at it, which then drives them to this place where like, well, how did I get here? Even though they go look at it, it's like, oh, it's so obvious. All I had to do with these things. But the cool thing is you can get back on track. And I think, Garrett, when it comes to taking action, as you were talking, I was thinking about all of the things that people then begin to prioritize in their weeks and their months aside from following their plan. And I think this is where a lot of people falter is they prioritize, oh, let's go, like if you could use the road trip example, oh, let's look at this or look at that, or hey, that's cool, that's cool. And that's how you end up all the way over here in Alaska instead of where you wanted to go because you were just following your distractions, which have turned into your new priorities instead of what you said were priorities in your plan.
But Matt, the largest nonstick frying pan is just 5 miles up the road. Like it's not that far off course.
Yeah. And then the world's largest donut's only another 10. I mean, that's not that bad.
Gotta go. You gotta go see it. We're on a road trip.
Oh, man. So, Garrett, what are some things? Because we talked about calendaring recently, and I think this is a big part, but what are some things that people could do to keep the priorities of the business plan in addition to looking at it each week, in addition to pulling it out, looking at it and saying, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. But what's next? What can they do now to ensure that that action takes place?
I think one big piece is having someone you can share that plan with. You know, it's one thing when it's your plan and you only hold on to it for yourself. It's one of the reasons that, you know, coaching works well for people that had that share that plan with their coach. My favorite thing is in the first part of December before we wrap the year up is analyzing and looking through and going through people's business plans with them because they now have to share it with somebody. They now have to talk about it and it becomes more of a reality, more of a big picture when they have to vocalize it and tell people, this is why this is important to me and this is where we're going and this is how we're going to get there. And when you share it with somebody, especially when you share it with somebody in your life, and it can be a coach, it can be a sibling, it can be a spouse, it can be any of the others, a manager in your office, depending on, you know, if you have someone that can hold you to that, you know, where you want to go, you need to have somebody that you can also check in with periodically. That you can share kind of like, well, what's the journey been like so far? You know, where are you at right now? Are, you know, when you look at your roadmap and what's going on here, you know, what does it look like? Are you at the place you think you should be at right now? And that ability of checking in periodically. Now, there are lots of people you can check in with yourself that can be done. But I think as a real powerful point for people is to have somebody that is kind of involved in the journey with you. They're kind of like a co-pilot. And for me, I've watched that have really big success for having people actually execute on the plan that they have in place.
I like that. I think you can even create an easy way to do that is find somebody else who's created a plan and say, hey, can we be accountability partners throughout the year? We have done an episode on accountability partners, I think, Garrett.
We did.
But just someone you can check in with and just say, hey, let's take a look at your plan. This is what you said you were going to be doing. And this could even be a monthly. I mean, it could be weekly, could be monthly. Just check in, spend a little bit of time with each other and just ask the hard questions. Completely objective, right? Being objective and just saying, hey, did this occur? Why or why not? What's next? And hold those people to it.
Yeah, I think the, as you said, weekly or monthly. Monthly is probably a good one. It's different because it's a year plan. You know, if you're talking about having a normal accountability partner that you were going to go through your Monday morning agendas with or sit down with them and be like, okay, what was your plan last week? Did you follow it? Definitely weekly. That should be a weekly accountability meeting. When you're talking about business planning, I would be probably sitting down and looking at months with people and saying, okay, here we are entering the month of December coming up. Let's talk about what are the activities that you want to accomplish during December? What are the things you want to be able to check off? And how did you do for November? Did you get the stuff done you wanted to get done? Do you want to, you know, transfer some of that stuff over to December? What does that look like? I would probably do it once a month. That would be my thought.
I like that. So there you go. There's a specific action that you can take this month. Find somebody who has also created a business plan and link up and connect and become partners throughout the year, and just say, hey, at the beginning of or the end of every month or the middle, whatever date you decide, let's connect for an hour and check in on each other's business plan. I like that a lot.
I have another idea, but Matt, what do you, I know you've got some ideas too.
Well, one idea that I've had, I mean, this just goes into how you approach your weeks. And we've talked, and I think we're going to dive deeper on weekly planning at some point here. But when you look at your business plan each week, this is why it's important to take it out and look at it, is so then you can now set priorities for the week that align with that plan. And so you look at your plan and say, okay, these are the things that I said are priorities and actions I want to take. Do I have them planned this week? Are those things on my calendar? Is this the week that I should be doing X? What am I doing next week? And start to look ahead a little bit so that these things can start to get on the calendar. Because as we said in the prior episode, if you control your calendar, then your calendar control your business and things will operate the way that they should. So the business plan is the guide. And now it's up to us to take that and put it into a system that allows us to take action. So I think the biggest thing for people to do each week is make sure that your calendar and your tasks lists align with the priorities in your plan. And some of that's going to be very specific. Like, well, it's the beginning of the quarter, so you need to now address your postcards for the quarter. Okay, great. I got a blackout time to do that. And we can now check that box on the business plan as complete, which is awesome. So I think use the calendar to your advantage when you're looking at your business plan. Don't just look at it and say, okay, these are the things I'm going to do. Actually put it on the calendar so you take action.
Yeah, one of the things I added into that business plan a handful of years back, and I don't remember what year it was that I put it in there, but I was reading a book specifically on, you know, really mapping your year out. And it's one thing to create a business plan, it's another thing to map your year out. And if you look at the end of our advanced business plan that we have internally in coaching, the end of it is the quarterly breakdown. And it's taking all these great ideas, all these great topics, all these events, all this stuff, and really putting it in the quarters. And this piggybacks with exactly what you're saying here, Matt, is, you know, having, you know, that way of kind of coming back to it. That was a massive difference I saw in business planning of people being able to execute their business plans, is when they knew the months and then once they the quarters, and then once they knew the quarters and they could break it down to months. And then once they knew the months, they could break it down into the weeks of these things they needed to be working on to be able to have success when that time came to create, you know, complete some of those projects. You know, it might be rebuilding the entire website. That might be the thing. You know, that might be a third quarter activity. That might mean in the first quarter, we probably want to get working on our new logo, because the new logo is a piece that needs to happen to be able to make the website come together. Same thing with a postcard revamp. You might find there's pieces in there. It's like, well, I need to start doing this stuff up here way in advance so that when I get to that moment, I've got all my pieces together so I can create this thing that I want to be doing. It's a really important piece. Again, and the reason I want to share the quarterly breakdown is because that was a moment that I saw people have a big change in the level of success they were having with the business plan, which leads right back to what you were saying, Matt.
Yeah, that needs to be underscored, highlighted, and emboldened, because I think a lot of people put things out there like, well, by the end of Q1, have buyer packet done. Okay, well, what do we need for that buyer packet? Because if it's, you know, March 29th and the end of the quarter is looming and you're like, I need to finish this buyer packet and I haven't even started it because I don't know the steps. I didn't have the subtasks assigned. Well, then we're missing out on an opportunity for success there. And so it's so imperative to take a look at those things and break it down and say, what are the things that I need to do throughout that time? And that's how you take action, right? And then that's on the big things. And then the other side is your habits that you're building, just a good reminder to say, yeah, that's right. I got to track my notes done. Here's how that's performing. And that's part of the weekly meeting, more so than the business plan. But all these elements go together, Garrett. And man, so important to plan ahead for those things, not just in a document, but actually in the tools that you're using each and every day, right? Because it keeps it in front of you.
Yes. And going back to the quarterly side of it, you know, we talked about the Monday morning agenda. And if you're having your Monday morning meetings with yourself, which I am always blown away how many people don't have a meeting with themselves every Monday. or once a week to analyze their business, look at their business, really figure out a plan for how they're going to maximize their time in their week. So first and foremost is like, you probably want to start there and seeing if you can get that time into your week, because again, then it will build in the business planning review time. But you know, again, if you can get that time in your calendar and have that set aside, that's an awesome opportunity to review everything. But here's the thing. Our business plan that we have that we use is, I mean, what is it, Matt? 17 pages? 16, 17,
something
18?
Like that.
Something like that. There's a lot of information in that. And I think a lot of people get stuck when it comes down to reviewing their business plan. It's like, okay, I'm going to flip through all these pages, look at all this stuff that I have in here. And it can get boring. It can get like, oh gosh, I'm just flipping through all these pages. And I think that if you really analyze it right, what you need to understand is there's only about three pages you really need out of that business plan when it comes to reviewing your business plan. You need the part in there that talks about your mission statement. You need the part in there that talks about your goals. You need the part in there that talks about your motivations and your whys, about what you're doing here. And you need your quarterly breakdown. Like really, if you have those pages out of your business plan to quickly be able to review, you have reviewed your business plan. You have a sense of what this all looks like, where you're going, what this is all about. You can quickly tell yourself or ask yourself, am I on track right now? So Matt, I want to put out there real quick, and I know I haven't used this analogy in a long time, but I know I've shared with you the guided missile. But a guided missile, and this is perfect with business planning, it doesn't care where it was launched from. It knows that it's flying at 500 miles an hour, and it's quickly checking in on where am I right now and where am I going. So two pieces of information needs to be able to hit its target. Where am I right now? Where am I going? And a guided missile checks in milliseconds. It's not checking in every hour because it's flying at 500 miles an hour. It's 500 miles off course by that point in time. So in milliseconds, it's checking in and making little fine-tuning adjustments. And what we know is that it can hit its target from thousands of miles away. So that being said, that's how you want to work with your business plan. And you need a way to be able to check in. You need to be able to ask yourself, where am I right now? And where am I going? And off those two pieces of information, you can hit your target. But you got to check in enough. And you got to have those checks and balances systems as you're going through to be able to make adjustments and be able to get yourself back on course. So that is what I'm hoping people can walk away from this with, is that build that into your plan this year. Build that into 2021. It will help you get to where you want to go.
That's the perfect analogy. I really like that, because it doesn't have to be this long, lengthy check-in, because if a guided missile takes forever to backtrack on where it is and where it's going, then it's off course at that point. And the one thing I would also remind people of is you made this business plan for a reason. So don't hesitate to use it. Don't be scared of taking action on it. Don't let the distractions of other things, like, well, I should probably focus on these other things right now. If it's not in the business plan, then it shouldn't take priority over and above it. And if it's something that should be a priority, why is it not in the business plan? And we got to ask ourselves that question right now before we conclude the year, so that we have a plan that we're really excited about that is going to guide us on the right path that we want to be on. Because you're in control of this whole thing. You are in control of everything here in this plan, and you put it in there for a reason. So be excited and don't be scared of it, and be confident in it as you move forward and take action.
Well, that's pretty perfectly said, Matt. I love you are in control. I think a lot of people don't realize how much control they have. And they're kind of like, I'm going to make a plan, but who knows what's going to happen. And the reality is that you really, truly have, you are in the driver's seat. So where do you want to go?
Pretty cool position to be in.
Well, with that being said, Matt, I think we, I think I'm good. Do you have anything else you want to add to this?
Yeah. No, I think this is a good little, PSA. Here you go. You got your plan and you're ready to rock. It's going to be an amazing, amazing year.
This is your ninja coaching, ninja selling public service announcement. Oh my goodness.
I like that. We should make that a segment on the podcast. The NSNC PSA.
Well, everybody out there, thank you so much. We appreciate all of you as always. As we talked a little bit about, kind of how we work with this with our coaching clients right now, if anybody's interested in learning more about the coaching process and how we handle that, please reach out to us at ninjacoaching.com. Other than that, I hope you have an amazing day, week, Again, we're just wrapping up November here right now, going into December. So again, everybody have an incredible, incredible time. We appreciate all of you.
Be well, everyone. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about ninja selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.